This is Power Walk with Reverend Paul Cannings, and we're so glad that you've tuned in to join us. Today, we continue with our series, The Mindset of a Survivor. Most of us, when faced with trials, do everything we can to take care of the situation, yet no one can know what we go through on the inside. Are you as calm on the inside? Or are you anxious, full of worry, or even at the end of your rope? Then let's get some help and direction from Dr. Cannings through Peter's life and how it's possible, even under the most gruesome circumstances, to stay the course and in fellowship with God. Here's Dr. Cannings now with part two of the message, Stay the Course.
I cannot tell you today that I haven't many times in my walk with the Lord feel despondent and overwhelmed. There's times I have. But God has taught me a course of action. God has taught me a course of action that has blessed my life and has given me more purpose in my life because the relationship with Him has become even dearer. This is the story of Peter. Yes, he's writing to people that are going through storms. They're in the midst of lions and arenas, and some of them being burned, and they're going through all kinds of evil that is taking place against them. It was horrible. The struggle that the people were going through, yes, it's overwhelming. But with the struggle that they're going through, that Peter's seeking to provide them guidance through, is a reflection of how Peter's now staying focused. You know, Peter wasn't perfect in his walk. He had a situation when he's with the Gentiles and Paul had to confront him in Galatians chapter 2 because, just figuratively speaking, he's eating a ham sandwich and the Jews showed up and he got rid of the sandwich and hung out with the Jews. And Paul is going, you can't be going back and forth like that. You have to stay focused in this. So Peter wasn't perfect in this whole process, but Peter's learning and he's growing. In Acts chapter 13, he's learning. He has to go to Cornelius' house, that the Holy Spirit came into the Gentiles just like the Jews. So he's able to stand up and teach the people in Acts chapter 15. This is a course. When we trace Peter's life, we see the difficulty he's been through and the hardship he's been through and the course of life that he's taken to see how the glory of God becomes manifested through him, to the point when he's on a cross, he says, "Hang me upside down. I will not suffer this way, the way my Lord did." See, Peter, he has grown and grown and grown. It was a growth process. There's several things to overcome in this growth process, and we talked about several of them this entire week. We dealt with several courses of action. Number one, we talked about the who. The relationship. We talk about who's going to harm you. Yeah, they can't steal the reward. They can't steal what God is going to do for us and how God is going to stick with us. Can't remove that because He's committed to it. God says in Hebrews chapter 6, He does not lie. So whatever He's saying in the scriptures about how He's going to stick with us and walk with us, and those are numbers of hairs on our head, all of those things, they're there. So who's going to harm us? We talk about got to stay focused on the good. Be a follower. Stay focused on the good that needs to get done. No matter what we're doing, we're walking righteous. We must abide in Him. The Bible clearly says, 2 Timothy, we talked about it, chapter 3, we will be persecuted in verse 12. We will be persecuted for doing righteousness. It wouldn't get better, it would get worse. The same thing Psalmist says in Psalm 34, the bottom part of the chapter, you righteous will be persecuted, but God will rescue them out of all of their troubles. So we got to stay righteous. Doesn't mean perfect. We talked about that. Righteous simply means a person who's committed to do right. So once God convicts us, we're right back to doing what God tells us to do. We went on to talk about, this is important because we will be blessed for being persecuted for righteousness' sake. We read that out of Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 through 12. We talked about the fact that, yes, now that we're in the struggle, and we were totally caught up and committed to the process and committed to the goal and committed to moving forward, we got trouble. We got pain. We got hardship that comes. And it seems overwhelming. The situations in front of us seem like there's no way we're going to make it. Because the person seemed to be more powerful than us, seemed to have more money than us, seemed to have the advantage on us. It makes sense, is the word he's using here, for us to back away and run. But he says, don't do it. Stay the course. That's what Peter did. Remember? Peter did that. Don't follow that intimidation. Don't follow that being afraid. I'm a key example up here. So he says, neither be troubled. That's where we stopped yesterday. Neither be troubled. I really wanted to work through that word because trouble, same word you see Christ would say, do not let your hearts be troubled. See, sometimes we're not afraid. We're going to stay the course. We're going to do what's right. We're going to go to the job and do what God is calling us to do, the best attitude we can find. Same thing in the marriage, attending a church, dealing with the kids as a single parent, dealing with the conflicts that develop when family members, extended family, all that stuff. We're focused now. But the problem is, it doesn't mean that our hearts are not troubled. Our hearts are not feeling overwhelmed with anxiety. There's no calmness in us. There's no sense like a river. There was a storm on the sea, but now there's a calmness in the sea. No. There's still waves white capping on us. We're still anxious. That's why Paul would have to write in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 on. He says, be anxious for nothing. Because there's reasons why we can have anxiety and worry and stress that piles up. Because we're doing this stuff, but it seems like the person is getting the best of us. And sometimes that makes us fight back. So he says we have to calm the inside in order for the brain not to take off on the wrong direction. Because when the inside is piling up, sometimes our emotions get the best of us because we're human. Now, who can best tell us all of this? Peter. So that's why Peter is saying, okay, let's go to the inside now. In order for you to stay this course, be productive. In the midst of all these relational conflicts, we got to look at the inside. Now the question is, how do I keep the inside calm when it's human to be anxious? It's human to be anxious when a person is talking about divorce and you don't want to see your family split up. When a person just came home and said they lost their job, there's bills to pay. I mean, come on now. How are you not going to be anxious when your child is dating the wrong person and they're 20-something years old now? You don't have the influence you once had to say, stop dating this person. But you're nervous and anxious. You don't want to see the child hurt anymore. And you're trying to deal with that. Well, how are you not going to be anxious? Okay, folks, we got to back up in order to stay at peace. One time I was on a plane, a very small plane. When you have to duck down to walk into a plane, you're in a small plane. and you could feel like you're sitting down, but you could look, and those days the cockpit wasn't closed, it was a blind. That's how this was. And they pulled the blind back and they forgot to pull it forward and closed the cockpit off, and I can see what they could see. Never forget seeing the rain. I mean, the rain was falling hard. It was just very hard. I'm looking at the windshield and I realize they can't see nothing. They cannot see anything. And the wipers are going back and forth. I'm going, what do they have those on for? It's not doing anything. But I decided to pay attention to the pilots, because there's no point looking through the windshield. So I look at the pilots, and they're not looking through the windshield. I realize they're talking to somebody in that headset, and they are looking at the instrument panel. And there's two of them, and they're looking at the instrument panel. They're checking all their gauges as they fly. They are literally flying blind. They don't know nothing. But the instrument panel, the person that they're talking to on that headset, is directing the program in that cockpit. This is what trouble means. I am not controlling this situation. God is. He is the pilot. He will never leave me nor forsake me. My job is to keep abiding in him. It's a willful decision that when the storm is rough, will I keep looking at the instrument panel? Will I open up the Bible? Will I pray? Will I seek the gift of comfort in the church, the gift of wisdom? Will I do those things and stay the course? I must keep talking to the tower. My prayer life must be on task. I'm going to keep praying and keep praying and keep praying and keep calling to God without ceasing and talking to God, opening up his word, letting this time become more meaningful to where we started this week. Who? Because my eyes are fixed on the who. And I'm praying and talking to the Lord. Some people pray in wonderful prayers. I pray where my heart is. I give God the salute that he desires. My Father which art in heaven. I say, God, you're God. You're mighty. You're powerful. I believe in you. That's why I'm sitting here. That's why I'm kneeling here. That's why I'm calling out to you. That's why I'm doing this prayer walk. Because I believe you're the only person that can keep me and take care of me. But God, here's the deal. Because he says it got to be a petition. A supplication goes along with that petition. So I may be on my chest in a minute, but I'm calling out of him. I'm staying in touch with the tower. I'm never going to not talk to that tower. I can't see. I can see the next step ahead of me. That's where the trouble comes. I can control what the other person can do. That's why the trouble comes. I'm not in the power position to make this thing work the way I think it ought to work. That's why the trouble comes. I don't know the end result. That's why the trouble comes. It seems like everything is going wrong the more I try to do Christ. That's where the trouble comes. So I have to trust the person I'm talking to, and I have to trust the word I'm reading and stay within it and obey it, because I'm flying blind. That's why Peter couldn't do it. He was hearing people saying, when Jesus Christ comes, he will take over the Davidic throne. He will reign. That's why Peter's asking questions about who's going to be on the right, who's going to be on the left. See, Peter, he heard teachers, but he did not, after hearing them, like the Berean Christians, check out what is the truth and walk with that. The truth was with him. He chose not to listen to the one that is the truth that is walking with him and listen to somebody else. Because his own passions, his own desires, that's the next thing. We can't let that run us. We can't let our passions and desires and ambitions and all these different things that we just got to get done tomorrow. I got to get this done tomorrow. I got to get this. That creates the trouble that messed up Peter. That's why. It's not about where I'm going to land. If I stay talking to the folks in the tower, keep the instrument panel going, follow the map, keep my compass straight, keep going, the clouds will break. And they, sure enough, they broke. And we landed safely by the grace of God. Oh, folks, understand. That's why Peter is saying there is no way that Christ is going to leave us. There's no way he's going to forsake us. There's absolutely no way he's going to turn his back on us. That is a done deal. It's a covenant with us and God. He sits at the right hand of the Father. He didn't just go to heaven and manage all the universe and be done. He's doing all of that. Plus, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. You got to keep talking to the tower. He's at the right hand of the Father. That will keep your heart. That's why Peter says in verse 15, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Set him apart from all the issues, from all the things that are taking place. Set Christ apart from it. Don't get him all worked up inside of it. That's where we are. We human. We get anxious. We get overwhelmed. He says, okay. But when in the midst of that, let it direct us to Christ. Who, we don't get lost in that. We don't let our emotions get so controlled. We're not reading the Bible anymore. We're not interested in what the preacher got to say anymore. We're not interested in any of these things because Christ is all worked up in there. Well, Christ promised me this, and yesterday this didn't happen. 2 years ago, it just didn't happen. No, we're putting Christ within the mess. No, keep Christ out here as the compass, as the instrument panel, as the person in the tower. And we just keep following him. And he says, when you sanctify him, remember, he is Lord God. He is in the powerful, he is authority, and he is mighty. So there's really no reason for us to worry because he has never left his powerful throne and authority. So if Satan went to heaven talking about us and he promises never to give us more than we can bear, so stay the course. So folks, victory is not something that we achieve. Victory is something we experience because it's already been achieved. It's just a matter of us lining up on the right side of the ball. Stay focused.
Thank you, Dr. Cannings. Stay the course. Better yet, let God take charge and lead you each step of the way. There's nothing we can control, but we can speak peace into our situations and fulfill God's plan for us. And friend, if you'd like God's peace in your life, but you don't know how to receive Jesus into your life, then won't you give us a call? Our number is 281-260-7402. Call that number and let's talk about it. Again, that's 281-260-7402. You can also visit us online at powerwalkministries.org to get a copy of this message series or any of our ministry resources. And now, as we leave you, remember, when you make God Himself the pilot of your life, you can be calm on the inside as well as on the outside.